And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I got several more here. You know the deal. We look around. We find all the things. Things that are happening in and around and amongst us. And we throw them all in the pot and we cook up a batch of what we like to call home fries. Oh, yeah. Smell them from here. By the way, so far on the show, we have talked about the speech police. We've talked about the freedom of speech or the lack of conservative or conservatives to be given the opportunity for free speech by liberals. We've also talked about dad jokes. If you heard my monologue earlier in the show, if you missed it, man, I encourage you to go get it. You can always get the show again and pieces of the show in separate segments by going on any podcasting platform or to our website, rightsideradio.org. And you can get our podcasts and replay them again, catch up on what you missed. You know, send it to a friend if you want them to hear it. But today, I talked about dad jokes. I talked about dads, but I led off by talking about dad jokes. So if you want to text in 833-687-4448, the topics we have covered thus far have been home fries, the speech police, and oh, by the way, dad jokes. Text them all in. By the way, one of the questions from the Butters and Lee segment was, Trump and Biden walk into a bar. What happens? That's always gotten some laughs, and I got a few text messages out of that, too. Something else just happened in our home fries segment. I'll bring this up to you. Governor Ivey just signed a thing called the Sound of Freedom Act. I love this. So it's law. In Alabama, we are not playing. If you are in human trafficking of a minor in Alabama, it is now a life sentence under Alabama law. That is a no fooling. So yeah, life sentence under Alabama law for trafficking of minors. Governor Ivey just signed it. State Representative Donna Givens, a Republican out of Loxley, is the one who sponsored the legislation. Good honor. It now goes into effect. It's a Class A felony for trafficking of anyone under the age of 19, which is the age of majority. You could be sentenced to life. Governor Ivey's statement was, human trafficking of minors is one of the most heinous and heart-wrenching crimes in America. And because the most defenseless among us are the victims, those found guilty should face the harshest penalties. I know that our friend Allie Mathis was working on some stuff related to human trafficking, and I know she's glad to see this law go into effect. By the way, Jared Hudson, who's a friend of this show, has been on multiple times. He made a statement to 1819 News in this story that I'm looking at. Saying, you know, he runs his own group called the Covenant Rescue Group. This is basically the kind of thing that drew the reaction that we should expect. I mean, we need to see this law, the Sound of Freedom Act law in Alabama. I know I got a phone call. I'll get it in 1 second. Let me tell you a couple more things that are home fries. You may be glad to know. Some of y'all, like me, may have seen your property taxes go up exponentially this year, like inexplicably exponentially this year. Like upwards of 40% to some people's houses overnight. Your house is suddenly worth 40% more. How does that happen? And then maybe across the street, nothing changed. Well, they just passed out of a Senate General Fund Budget Committee, House Bill 73. So it's a House bill. It's already gone through the whole House process. It's now out of committee in the state Senate. It's got a few days left to come to the floor and get voted on. But what it does is it caps those property tax increases. You can never see a property tax increase go up by more than 7%, which is fair. I still think 7% is too much, but it beats some of y'all waking up and finding 30, 35, and 40% increases overnight. I mean, this has been amazing. Passed into law. It takes place October 1st this year. Real property that's never been assessed are one of the exceptions. Additions or improvements could cause an increase. So if you built a house on what used to be raw land, that can change it, obviously. But you're not going to wake up and find out that the same house that you had on the property yesterday is now taxed at 40% higher. Let me jump onto a phone call real quick. Brian's on there. Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing okay, and I'm sorry I would have texted it, but my text has been messing me up for a couple of months now.
Well, but, we'll have none of it.
Trump and Biden walk into a bar. That's what happens. Well, it's simple. All the ladies come up to Trump and they give him a hug and a gentle sniff. Biden walks in the bar and he gives the ladies hugs and sniffs all of them.
Fair and accurate.
Don't have a good one.
I see you, buddy. All right, we're up against the break. I didn't even get to all my home fries. We'll come back and I'll take some text messages and tell you a couple other things I've still got in that segment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I love this state, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I tell you who else, by the way, covers a lot of ground. That's our friends over at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers like a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Just added one in Helena recently. Yeah, Southern Immediate Care is awesome, and they are open 7 days a week at all their locations. And I'll be honest with you, this is who I use personally. And I even used them yesterday. I was in court all day yesterday in Anniston. And I was literally driving home telling Charlene I thought I might want to stop by Southern Immediate Care, but I just didn't know. She said, you know, they're open until 10. I thought, open until 10? I can do that? Really? And then I looked to my left, and there I was next to the Southern Immediate Care in Anniston. I thought, well, I'm not driving over to Gadsden. I'll just go right here. I pulled in. They had my files. It was all interconnected with the other ones. And they took care of me. I don't mean like a little bit. Like, they just spent time. And for issues that I will not describe further, but I'll just tell you right now, I'm glad I went by. Slept like a baby afterwards. So all that to say, Southern Immediate Care is indeed who I use personally. And I've used them long before they were advertising because they were so good at what they did, so competent, so friendly, so clean all the time that I didn't mind bragging on them on the radio. And so when they started to advertise, I was pretty stoked. Anyway, Southern Immediate Care, you need help even on a Saturday morning, you find the location nearest to you, head on down. And yeah, I think you'll be pleased. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side, by the way. Gotta jump in some text messages. Gotta jump in on some text messages. I will tell you this, one bit of news on the Home Fries segment that we were doing that I didn't cover yet. Yellowhammer News has a piece. You may recall that, what, was it last week or the week before? Week before, I guess. Yeah, it was announced by our Secretary of State, Wes Allen, who's been on the show even then, to announce that we've got an issue in Alabama. Actually, the Democrats have an issue in Alabama because he told them, you've got a problem here, y'all. You know when our deadline is to have the certified candidates in by state law, and yet you didn't even schedule your Democrat National Convention until after the date to have the candidates in by state law. And he said, I won't be able to receive them after that date. The cutoff is August 15th. You don't even start your convention until August 19th, but you knew in advance. So what to do? Democrats are looking at, in Ohio and in Alabama, not having the legal time to get their candidate certified to the ballot. So, once again, we're going to take care of things. On Wednesday, the Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee advanced a bill that would issue a one-time fix for a timeline issue for the conclusion of the Democrat National Convention and the ability of the Secretary of State to then certify it under state law. State Representative Anthony Daniels, I figured he would, and State Senator Marika Coleman filed the companion bills. It'll go through. It'll be heralded as, you know, you had to do it. It got a favorable report. Republicans are voting for it, too, and they should. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is a self-inflicted wound by the Democrats.
I hate paperwork, but, you know, in running the free world, there's paperwork that's got to be done.
Dude, are we a nation of laws or are we not? Just saying, Democrats. And here's the thing, too. I don't know if you knew this or not, Bud, because you weren't on the show last week when we found all this out. I had Wes Allen on, and we talked about it. But this is not a new thing. So in 2020, both Republicans and Democrats screwed up. So Republicans learned their lesson and made sure they scheduled appropriately this time. Democrats, not so much. But they want to run the free world.
Yeah, you know, you put a little note on your Google Calendar, you know, set a reminder, you know, 15 days prior.
Tie a string around your finger, do something.
Submit presidential candidate paperwork.
By so-and-so date.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like the first order of business. You're going to run for office. You got to know if you can get on the ballot.
I would imagine they could probably even afford to pay one dude. This is your job. Just make sure we get it right.
Who knows? Maybe they did. It was a DEI hire, though, so they got the worst. Slay me. All right. Speaking of jokes, we got a bunch of dad jokes that are. So if you didn't hear the monologue earlier in the show, I talked about dads. I talked about the importance of dads and the importance of dads having the empowering things to say to their kids. It really was a monologue straight from the heart. That being said, I also opened it by talking about dad jokes. And so there's a few of those mixed in with the text messages here. So let me go on down. Regarding the question from Butters and Lee, David from Athens says, Phil, Biden walks into a biker bar, tells everybody how he used to build and ride Harleys. With his uncle who got eaten by cannibals.
Wait, is that a dad joke or
that's off your Butters and Lee segment.
Oh, yeah.
Keith from Parts Unknown. Biden would get the soap party treatment. God bless the USA. Nice. All right. So JT from Lacey Springs, Biden and Trump walk into a bar. Trump buys a round for the house. Then Biden buys a round as well with the appetizers. Then he hands out 1099s to all the patrons and the owner. yeah. John from Harvest. Actual text conversation I had with my son last year. Me, knock, knock. Son, who's there? Me, hike. Son, hike who? Me, unsuspecting son. Dad waiting with bated breath springs the perfect trap.
Haiku, got you.
I get it. Haiku. That's a thinking man's dad joke right there.
Yeah, I'm guessing there are a lot of sons out there. You have to first explain what a haiku is.
Then again, this father and son, probably not.
Maybe.
What else we got here? Glenn from Bluntsville, would you send me a meme? Can I open it and what do I see? And I don't know what it has. So thank you for that. It shows Biden duct taped to a pole. Gary from Decatur, my question is, how many accusers are there at jury selection and how is this not election interference? Alabama legislature scrambled to get Biden the presidential ballot so as not to be accused of election interference. So your question is well taken, sir. Yes, I do believe that what we are seeing is an organized attempt to use the legal system to create election interference. There's no two ways around it. And the worst of all of the indictments against Trump is the one he's in trial for right now. It's ludicrous. It's an attempt by a state district attorney to use a state misdemeanor law about filing of paperwork in order to backdoor his way into a felony, but it's a federal felony on campaign finances. I don't know that he's even allowed to do that, but so far the judge won't dismiss the case, even though, by the way, it has already been investigated in the past, and the feds decided there was nothing there. But Alvin Bragg, the DA,
he's got him a little something-something going on where he's going to have a misdemeanor crafted into his pursuit of a federal felony. And I don't know how he even sentences that. The problem that Trump's got is it's a state conviction. And he, as a president later on, cannot ever, you know, undo a state conviction. And the governor, Kathy Hochul, she's not going to do it. So,
as much as I hate to take you away from the dad jokes, but how do we unring this bell?
Which
the,
one?
This, you know, leveraging of the judicial system and what is going on? Because, I mean, is there a way that, okay, the Republicans come into power and it's not a tit for tat type of, you know, thing that occurs, you know?
So
that's what I mean by the bell's been rung. Yeah. We're doing it.
Well, I'll point out that the bell's been rung on some of it, but it's Fannie Willis in Atlanta is a state, not a federal.
Right.
And then Alvin Bragg is a state, not a federal. And the one down in Florida that has charges is a state, not a federal. You do have some appointed by Merrick Garland to investigate
No, I mean, like, how does, when the Republicans come into power, do they not do the same thing to Democrats in the court?
Not. That's why I think the Supreme Court's going to have to weigh in on some of this. I mean, right now, the Supreme Court's got several things that could come out and change the dynamic on several. There's a case unrelated to Trump about January 6th that could wind up, though, also impacting whether Trump has to stand for the January 6th accusations. There's a Supreme Court's got the issue of his presidential immunity on some of it. And then the appellate courts are going to wind up hearing this all the way through because they've got a billionaire right now who has the ability to keep funding lawyers. And he's going to do it. And he needs to do it. Because if they had done this to what I would call a working man's president, this would already be over.
Yeah.
He would have had no choice but to back out. And that's what they wanted. But the blessing we've got right now in fighting what you're talking about is these sentiments.
Yeah.
Is that we have a billionaire slash extremely strong personality who is not going to take it. And do the Republicans do it? Lord, I hope not. I don't want to do it.
I don't want to either. I'm just worried.
Impeach what's real, put on trial what's real, but quit using this as a tactic and a tool. That's not what it's for. Justice is supposed to be blind, and they're abusing the system right now. Absolutely. Scott from Russellville. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The inside. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Which side of the turkey has the most feathers? The inside. Should I get that joke? Scott from Russellville, you got to work on that delivery, man. Susan from Elkmont says, Trump and Biden walked into a bar. Trump ducks. Biden gets knocked out. Oh, that's funny. Jeff from Indiana says, don't feel like the Lone Ranger in Alabama. Indiana property taxes went through the roof as well. My friend's property tax went up $1,400, which was 55%. Good gosh. That's amazing. Barbara from Trinity, Alabama says, my husband challenged the property taxes we received this year and it had it greatly reduced. The revenue commissioner agreed with my husband. We live in Lawrence County. Well, I'm good on you. And thank you, Barbara. And Etowah County, where we are right now, actually has some issues that are being dealt with. So we'll see where it goes. Dustin from Hazel Green. It would be a boring meeting in that bar, Phil. Trump doesn't drink, and he'd be waiting a while because Biden can't figure out the doorknob.
How is it that everybody goes to Biden doesn't even make it through the door?
Oh, God. Ray from Harvest. The answer to Trump and Biden walking into a bar is Trump ducked, Biden didn't. There you go. That's it. And then Mark from Laredo, Tennessee. If Biden were to write a book, it'd be called The Complete Book of Lies, Scratch and Sniff Edition. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right, we're taking a break right now. Last break of the day, and then we'll come back, catch a few more text messages, and head to the house. You guys are an awesome audience. You got some dad jokes? Send them. Right back.
are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. By the way, I gotta, before I go to the phones here, I got to go back to the text message real quick, because Scott from Russellville just clarified his dad joke. His dad joke was, which side of the turkey has the most feathers? And he said, the inside. And I was so confused. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't get the joke. He just texted back and goes, I meant the outside. My bad.
Key distinction.
So I think his dad joke just got better because of the correction.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's good. John from Huntsville, by the way, says, Phil and Butters' equally amazing performances earns them both an A double plus. However, today's winner is obviously Lee from Huntsville with an A triple plus. Perfection and congratulations. Also, I just want to end with one more joke. What's the actual state bird of Kentucky? Fried chicken. Get you some of that Kentucky fried chicken.
I'm never going to win. I'm guest here. Like, she hosted the other day.
But she also lost on the day she hosted, just so you know.
Oh.
She felt somewhat aggrieved by that. So I'm glad to see that she won today. That's good. Yeah. All right, let me jump to the phones real quick. Is that Kareem? Kareem's on the line. Kareem, what are you doing, buddy?
How you doing, man? I'm sorry I called so late, but when you said Nation of Laws,
yeah,
it really hit me, because do you see what this man is doing to the laws of this country?
Who?
I mean, just because he has money, so don't he kind of...
Who?
And in fact, I kind of want to thank him.
Who are you talking about?
Because he's showing the actual two-tier justice system. If you got the money, then you don't have to go to jail. So, you don't have to be held accountable for whatever you do.
Well, let me ask you this. You're talking about Trump, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is he due his day in court?
I would assume so, but
okay.
Things that he's pulling off.
If he's due his day in court, you know, we have like in Atlanta, there's 18 people that were indicted along with him for the exact same alleged crimes. Of those 18, a number of them have had no choice but to go ahead and either surrender their law license and lose their houses and have no other income because they can't afford to fight the charges. Trump can. So why would he
not? Exactly, but you just explained the situations of millions and millions of Americans.
I agree.
Those who right now that still can't vote.
I agree.
Because
and I believe that millions,
30 years ago.
If millions of Americans.
Second Amendment rights restored. But meanwhile, this man can incite an insurrection.
Oh, come on.
Right now, destroy,
you don't go down that road with me. Incite an insurrection. Kareem, you're full of crap. He didn't incite an erection any more than Mickey Mouse incited an erection. Well, listen, you got Trump derangement syndrome going again. You got absolute Trump. No, listen, you're going to let me finish on this one because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
The reality is, you've got a guy right now who, if he does not stand up, if he does not use some of the billions that he earned the hard way, if he does not stand up against what's happening, none of us have a chance in the future. Doesn't matter what party persuasion or political leanings or color of your skin, none of us have a chance if they can get away with the stuff they're doing with Trump. And that's why we need him to use his billions to fight it. And I'm glad that he
is. This man is home. He's facing. What about the ones that's facing charges like he did that didn't have their day in court yet?
Who never should have had charges brought against him in the first place, because we have activist DAs like Alvin Bragg, who's a total ass, who's bringing charges that have no bearing on reality.
But for what he did. So what about the millions of people right now sitting in jail waiting to go to trial?
I know. Like, how about the 300 January Sixers allegedly who are in jail right now who have no life left because they've been, with lack of due process, they've been brought up on charges that have no bearing in reality, but they can't afford to fight it.
I would say join the crowd, because that's what happens.
That's why we need Trump to get reelected, in part to get them all pardoned. That's what we need.
What happens if he don't get reelected? You think he's going to just go away?
No, in fact, I think what they're going to do is, if he doesn't get reelected, they will have bought the worst enemy they could ever hope for, because he will fund he'll become the conservative George Soros that you guys love so much.
He could have did that now. But if he would have did that,
he's spending
that
his money having to fight them again and run for office. He can do more for us as president than he can as just funding things. But I'm telling you right now, if he doesn't get elected, don't think he's going away. He'll become public enemy number one to your liberal side.
And he's going to say it was stolen again. That's his grip.
I don't care. He
and
probably will.
That's his grip.
So what? He's allowed to have.
He's going
to
say it's stolen.
He's not allowed to have it. How many times have you seen a Democrat say their election was stolen? Oh, let's see. Hillary Clinton. John Kerry, Who else complained? Oh, how about what's her name from Atlanta that had no qualifications to even run for office?
How many $700 and $800 million settlements did they get behind that? Or people lying, and I mean, people actually come to the table.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, if Republicans,
lying for this
brother,
man.
I'm almost out of time.
Lying for him.
Hey, man, I'm almost out of time, but I'll just say this real quick, and I got to go. If Republicans were activists and chose to abuse the system of law that we have in this nation like Democrats are, then yeah, a lot of them probably would have been in jail. I got to go, man.
I'm
the music's
trying to
about
tell
to play.
You they have. Democrats and Republicans.
I love you in spite of yourself. I want you to know that. I love you in spite of yourself.
Okay.
Got to go.
Love you too.
All right, see
love
you.
Love you too.
Oh, my gosh. I had one more text I was going to read. Which one was it real quick? Richard from Madison. Being a retired math teacher, what article of clothing does a Little Mermaid wear? An algae bra? An algae? Like an algae in the water bra? I'm not sure what being a retired math teacher has anything to do with that, but okay. Anyway, amazing audience. Love you all, even Kareem. You guys have a great night. See you back here tomorrow at 2:00.